weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Yo, yo, it's that time of week again.
Right.
How you going, Chris?
Very well, Millie. Thank you. Yes. We've passed the magical time of 420.
And I'm
very prepared today, as you can see.
This magical fandangle device around your neck. Would you care to tell the listeners what this is?
I have to describe it. You can't see through the microphone. This is the Raw Hands-Free Smoker Kit, which is... I guess it's a hands-free holder for your joint. That's what it is.
And it's beautiful.
And if you imagine like a little... like a headphones for your ears.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of also adorned
yes.
on your head, and it holds your joint right there. And you may wonder, well, why do you need a hands-free, well, you might be like me and biking around.
Yeah.
I tried it out.
Driving.
It's a little bit windy, to be honest, on the bike.
True.
It does work. And so I'll give one of these away, because the main thing being as well, it's 420 day on Saturday, which 420 day is the 20th of April.
Yeah.
When you do the months backwards like they do in America.
Uh-huh.
And that's the 20th of April. So 420 on 420 day, which would be 420 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That is the designated time.
Oh, it's the perfect day for it.
It is. So we'll give one of these away. And all the associated bits. You can see I've got a little Blazy Susan prepared to model the
I love it.
Capabilities.
And gosh, what a model. Yeah. She's a looker.
That's right. The pink papers of the Blazy Susans, if you don't know what I mean. So look them up. So we'll do that and a little grinder and associated other bits and bobs.
A prize pack.
And come on down to the shop on if you win, R18 of course, we'll do this at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
And coming down on Saturday, because we're going to do, at the Hemp Store on K Road, free gift with any purchase. So just come on down, just because it's 420 days.
So yay!
Get a free gift.
Oh my gosh.
And 420 in the afternoon, that'll be a good place to be there.
Get involved, guys.
A good time.
Prizes
to be there.
Prizes to be won.
Yeah. And good times to be had.
That, you know what that reminds me of around your neck? It reminds me, but you know what, you have a harmonica.
It is like a harmonica holder.
That's right.
You can play a different tune or something. A little smoke machine? That's what it is.
Smoke machine.
It's a natural smoke machine.
Yeah, so head to the Hemp Store Saturday.
This Saturday.
420.
That's right, 420. All day.
It's 420, baby.
But, 420 would be good. I'll be there.
Love it.
Of course.
Love it.
So, hey, getting on with the news, being marijuana media.
Yeah.
Big story for local... marijuana in the news is NBR, National Business Review, did quite a feature on New Zealand's medical cannabis saying New Zealand's medical cannabis sector at inflection point.
Yeah, that's an interesting word.
It is. It's kind of saying make or break in a way, you know, because companies are crumbling and falling away, Canna South being the prime example. Mm. But it is a really good story. It's a pity it's paywalled, but we can go over it because I got it. So,
let's go into depth.
Yes, so it is very good. It's a very good article, I must say. It's not just like talking points like a lot of other ones on this sector where the journo is just repeating what's been told to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what's it? Fiona Rotherham, she did a very good story. Very, very good.
The key really
is they've got to raise so much money while they're waiting to build revenue, and they're held back by these overly tight regulations. And the investors are losing patience and not continuing to chip in or pulling the plug, or they're just finding it very hard. And Canna South's thing where they've gone into voluntary administration saying, well, that spooked the market.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and as we've often talked about on the show, and they've put it there, this industry has been characterised by one step forward, one step back.
It's so frustrating because, you know, all it needs is the government to step up and be like, this is a sector that we could make really successful, but no, we're going to sit on our hands.
Well, that's in fact their example right there of the one step forward and back was so Canna South crumbling on the very day that they went into notified the stock exchange that they were doing this voluntary administration. So on that very same day, Shane Retty told the Medical Cannabis Council that he had approved these regulatory changes to go back to cabinet. And of course, we talked about that last week and we had heard this kind of rumour and thought, well, it's been approved, but I did say it's not done till it's in the Gazette.
That's
and
actually
sure
true.
Enough, so this is not Shane Retty raving a wand and it's all done.
No.
This is just Shane Retty saying, we'll pick up where the previous government stopped.
Yeah.
But basically, it's going back to cabinet. It's starting again, pretty much. Pretty much we're back to where we were a year ago.
One step forward, one step back.
Actually moved forward with this, but hopefully.
Oh, gosh.
And the other thing was they quoted Chris James from MedSafe saying that they're preparing materials for cabinet by the middle of the year. So that's only a few months away, but you'd only be preparing these materials if the changes or the proposals were changing and were not what had already been proposed. That's my reading of that. That's a fair point. So who knows what the hell's happening?
Yeah, what?
But the reason this is important, because people might think, why do we keep going on about the industry and what's happening here? But the reason it's important is to get the prices down and get more products available.
Yeah.
Like at the moment, for example, you only have oral oils and flowers, and there's a good range of them, and they're very competitively priced these days, but there's no, for example, there's no vape carts.
No.
And it turns out that's how most people want to use it. They want to be able to buy these carts and just vape away.
Yeah.
So, and you can't get those here for some reason, we don't know why. So if we just made it like the rest of the world and you could just get it, or like anywhere in North America or Europe where you can just go into a shop and buy CBD, that would be pretty cool too.
That'd be pretty cool.
So, you know, maybe they're going to go a bit further than what the previous government was proposing. But, yeah.
Hopefully not less far.
They did say, there was a couple of interesting things in there. 156,000 prescriptions last year.
That's
good. So that had gone up to 2.5 times from the year before.
Oh, fantastic
news.
That's
good. That's great news. That's great. But if you divide that by 12 for your monthly prescriptions, you kind of only get about, 12 or 13,000 patients. And the Ministry of Health estimates there's about 300,000 Kiwis using cannabis for medicine.
Wow. It's actually quite a lot in the context of, how big the country is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like one in 20 people, I think. Yeah, just thereabouts. So,
good stuff.
So, read that for more if you know, and put a bit of pressure on your favourite government MP.
Yeah.
To get going. And I got to say, like, anything we're better than nothing. So, don't start again, please.
No.
Just do whatever you're going to bloody do.
It just seems really counterproductive, starting at square one again when it's already been laid.
Interestingly, Shane Retty had his own medical cannabis bill.
I really feel
like smoking this Blazy Susan here. No. Shane Retty had his own medical cannabis bill. Medical cannabis in the Blazy Susan, but
yeah.
And he put that up at the same time as Chloe had hers. And, being they were in opposition at the time, so it got defeated. But his one was a bit like some of the American systems. You were going to get a card and then just go into a dispensary and just pick and choose what you wanted.
Wow.
So it was actually a pretty interesting model.
That's an interesting one.
It was only a few years ago, so maybe that's where he's going to go.
Another
reason why this is important, this was a good study that came out this week.
Yes.
Hasn't made any news here, but has overseas. Medical cannabis associated with decreased use of opioids, alcohol, and tobacco.
Wow.
Incredible. So now who could not want that?
That's a win-win-win for everyone,
That's right. That's right. This was an analysis of Canadian patients.
Right.
And where it's been, legal for a while.
Mm.
And they said that contrary to sort of being associated with sort of riskier, more dangerous drugs.
Well, people say it's a gateway.
Yeah, that kind of thing. It was, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Medical cannabis was associated, this is what they concluded, associated with symptom improvement.
Mm.
And meaningful reductions in the use of prescription opioids and non-opioids, unregulated drugs, alcohol and tobacco.
That's fantastic news, because I think, you've seen the opioid epidemic over in the US, and I think it's only a matter of time before New Zealand and the rest of the world, get their hands on those really scary ones like fentanyl and stuff.
They are showing up here.
It is showing up here.
And some of these other ones.
It's shocking.
Nitazenes and xylazines and... that are even more powerful and therefore, risk of overdose and things. So yeah, you can get little reagent kits and test strips come into the hemp store first Thursday every month or, look on the level if you want to see your nearest testing place.
Yeah. The level also has really good alerts when there are really potent things out there or there is a, they're noticing a trend of this one drug being, tampered with.
Mm.
Yeah, so always check. Check.
Yes, I did put some bud through a little portable testing machine that's now here in Auckland. Not sure if I'm allowed to talk about it. It's called HPLC and it's in a suitcase. It's pretty amazing. It's very high tech. And you chuck your little bud in and 10 minutes later it gives you this result and it's very cool.
It's really cool.
It's very cool. I think if people come down to the Blue Frog tonight, to the old Whakamana Medical Cannabis Social Club.
Head on down.
You might be able to find out more about it there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very cool to actually know. And so this one in particular, in the old Blazy Susan, that came out at 18% THC.
18%?
Is this okay?
It's okay. Pretty good.
It's alright?
It's alright.
Yeah.
Because often the medical cannabis, they often don't ring true with the percentages, do they?
This is what they're finding, yeah. I don't know if that's been the case here. The stuff that I've had tested has been pretty true to label, but okay. Some of the places overseas, you know, they're always saying it's more than it is. It's pretty rarely the other way around, you know.
As always.
Or in CBD products having THC in them. That happens too. So, good testing is important.
Cool.
So we still, you know, with these changes that they're talking about, we still want to have testing. You still want things to be tested, but just not to the nth degree where it just stops things happening makes it really expensive. You know?
Speaking of testing,
yes,
another testing thing.
As we know, the government is going to bring back, or wants to bring back some testing here on the roads. Their land transport policy they announced last month asked the police to test 50,000 drivers a year for drugs. And the police, as we revealed, because I haven't found it in any media, but I found it myself on the old Ministry of Transport website, all buried away, but I couldn't find it anywhere else,
strange.
Like anyone talking about this. But the police have actually requested to change the law, so that rather than coming up with a test that shows impairment, they just come up with one that...
Shows the drugs,
and then you send it off to the lab, and then da-da-da-da-da. And that would be like Australia. That's what they do over there. And so what that lets them do is use dodgy, inaccurate roadside oral testing.
Yep.
And in Australia, you get a false positive 20% of the time, and then a false negative 20% of the time. So you're actually, you're letting go 20% of the impaired people, and you're falsely accusing a whole bunch of people.
Still blows my mind to this day that law enforcers are like, yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
20% discrepancy.
I don't think we should accept it, hey?
Yeah.
But so anyway, this study that came out this week, it was a literature review, which is one of the best things, you know, where they look at lots of studies and look at them all on that. And what they found, the detection of THC or its metabolites in any bodily fluid, blood, or in fact breath as well, blood, breath, urine, or saliva, is not predictive of impairment. This was published in the Journal of the Association of Official Analytical Chemists.
Okay.
That sounds very good.
So they tested, and then how did they cover the impairment part of this?
Well, they were reviewing all these other studies, you see. So this was University of California at Davis. And what they did after this review of all these studies found no direct relationship to the impairment and the THC concentrations. And they pointed out that if your methods focus on THC concentrations in anything, in blood, saliva, urine, this will lead to false positive results. Due to the persistence of THC outside the typical 3 to 4 hour window of potential impairment following cannabis inhalation, right? That's what we all know. That's what makes common sense. 3 to 4 hours. But what they're saying is this is no correlation with the actual concentration there. So you can get pain for a long time after.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a bit of bad news.
I know. I'd like to do something more better news. What's the nice news?
Yeah. Well, the nice news is that it's 4:20 this Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And that's there's it. Such a thing as a portable hands-free blunt device. That's great news.
Hands-free smoker kit.
That's beautiful.
Right. Yeah. There you go. We've got a big raw floaty Lilo thing in the window. That's my
I've
news
seen
today.
That one. I drove it's past
huge.
The other day. It's
I blew it up
massive.
Today and I was like, oh my God. So you can't miss it. Have a look out for that. We'll see you there on Saturday.
Good one. Yeah, 4:20 this Saturday. Get a free present at the hemp store with every purchase and the Whakamana Social Club.
That's tonight. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing a stoned up comedy. So there's a bunch of comedians down there tonight.
Oh my.
They got tacos and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so,
gotta love that.
I'll see you there.
Alrighty, well, thank you, Chris, and thanks to the Hemp Store. As per usual, that was Marijuana Media.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.